You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 2. Brought to you in part by Alpine Credits. Own your home and need a loan? With Alpine Credits, homeowners get approved. It's Mailin' In Friday. Brought to you by 1 in 100.
I don't expect a lot, man. Pretty much if the hut doesn't burn down, it's been a good day.
It's kind of what we do on Friday.
I was transferring the contents of the file into this flexible accordion-style folder.
I'm not working today, man. I got an earache.
This is Overdrive on TSN 1050. The Leafs live here.
Hour 2 Overdrive continues. Mail It In Friday brought to you by 1100.net. Win killer seats to any Toronto game for less than the cost of a pitcher of beer. Just go to 1in100.net. Brian Hazy, O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles McLennan. We're just talking about what the Jays have planned tomorrow down in Dunedin, where Charlie Montoyo has hired, I don't know if he personally hired this guy, but they're bringing in a hypnosis comedian. So they're going to bring in a hypnosis comedian. It's obviously a team-building activity, but I'd like to know what kind of powers this guy has. You know, what kind of hypnosis are we talking about? Like, are these guys going to be working on their game? Like, is this guy going to be trying to take out, you know, a certain pitch? Like, let's say Stroman fancies himself as a guy who's got, like, five or six pitches, but in reality, he doesn't. You know, he tries to throw as many as he possibly can.
Maybe five or six different windups. We'll get in that.
Maybe that's what it is. We're going to hypnotize Marcus Stroman not to do the goofy windups anymore.
Or the shimmy shit. Doesn't he do the shimmy?
Maybe Vladdy for a different diet, potentially. Maybe you hypnotize him and put him down a different path.
Only eat salad. Only eat salad.
I was just checking out the Reggie Jackson situation.
Well, someone texted this in. There's been a couple of people sending this in, but someone just sent in a text. Remember in the original Naked Gun when Reggie Jackson? I don't think it was actually played by Reggie Jackson. Was it?
Yeah.
It was actually played by him.
I think it was. Yeah.
Where he was hypnotized to kill the Queen, right?
Yeah. It's I must kill the Queen.
Right. So, you know, hopefully that doesn't end up coming out of this Blue Jays plan tomorrow. But Paul emailing in to live at tsn1050.ca, and he said Montoyo's from the Rays, and back when Madden was there managing, they do all this kind of goofy stuff. And they did. They were all about team building. And
wearing outfits on planes and different themes.
I kind of like that, though. It's good for team bonding.
As long as it works. Just, you got to make sure people commit. You know, that's the thing. Like, when you start doing this stuff, if you get a couple of players that think they're too cool for it, then you got a problem.
But, out of all three of us, who do you think gets hypnotized? You think it's O?
I think O would be.
He said he's gone through it and they didn't.
I know, but that was because that was like a scientific move. Like, you had a real fear of flying. That wasn't like, I'm going to hypnotize you and make you walk backwards to the wall.
The guy was like, you're asleep. You're on the plane. And you're loving it. And I open my eyes and I go, what?
That's the thing, man.
I started laughing. I was like, he's like, you love flying.
So
you do it all the time. And I just open my eyes and I go, no, I don't.
Yeah, I can't picture myself going under. I can't. I mean, I say that, and I've never had.
And I actually, like, I thought the same thing. I'm like, this guy, like, put me to sleep. Like, what? What are you going to do?
Did you ever actually feel asleep?
I felt at a certain point I was kind of tired and very relaxed. But when he was like, now you love flying. And I'm like, hey, needle.
Yeah.
Nose. I don't think it's loving anything.
I don't think it's
It happened to us, too. I can't remember. I think it was a school and they had a class. And he was going around the room saying, and he had like a hum. You had to focus on the hum. It was weird. And then he said, you focus on this, you're getting into a deep sleep. And he would try and lift your arm, and if it dropped,
like in wrestling,
you knew you were down. And he'd pull your arm, and then out you'd go. And it didn't take for me. But
how scary is that, though? Like, if you have the ability to hypnotize people.
I just want to, like, when he was like, you are in a deep sleep, I wanted to say, no, I'm not. and just be like,
but I think there are people that go right under.
Yeah, like, well, stop
obviously,
it.
Obviously, like, it's been around for a long time. It's a practice that clearly works on some people. You know, there are people that have been hypnotized, and I guess it works. You know, they stop smoking, or they learn that they're okay with flying, or whatever it might be. You know,
I wanted what I should have done was, like, I want a chicken parm sandwich.
Just completely
screw with the guy. But the thing is, so relaxed, I'm out.
How much did you pay for that?
Oh, it was probably $200 a session.
So you had to pay for it. So you might as well try to make it work.
I did. Like, I made an honest effort, but I just want to say to the guy, come on, this is nonsense.
That sucks.
Well, sometimes it just
doesn't take. Can you ask for your money back in that situation? No, like, can you give a guarantee on hypnosis? I guess you can't, really.
No.
Well, like any other kind of business or industry, couldn't you say to the guy, it didn't work, so what am I paying you for?
Well, you go to a psychiatrist or a psychologist, and if you still...
They'll say the same
thing.
It
doesn't help you. You're not asking for
money. You
didn't
buy into it.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. Hypnosis, I
hate what you're doing.
What would you want?
I think it's kind of cool.
If it was possible, let's say the Leafs, because, you know, they're the ones that are rocking right now. Leafs, Raptors, Jays, you can include any of these three teams. What would you like a hypnotist to be able to do? Is there one thing where you'd like, you know, maybe it's...
I know one. I can see people being mean about it. I'll just say it. I don't believe it. I'll say it. But somebody will say, I want Jake Gardner to stop giving the puck away.
Right. That's how about one. Jake Gardner to be hypnotized to the point where he feels like he's 100% healthy so he can start playing again?
Right. That's more concerning
than anything.
That's probably
what I would prefer.
I want the Raps to not choke in the playoffs.
You will not choke in the playoffs.
I want
you
Kawhi to be...
will not choke.
Kawhi, you love the winter.
You love playing. You love Toronto.
You Kawhi, love minus 20. And
you love freezing your balls off.
You like snow.
I do.
All right. Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here's Ray Ferraro. Ray, have you ever been hypnotized?
No. I've seen a hypnotist show, a couple of them. Thought they were pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Never been hypnotized.
I've always heard they're great. The reason we're mentioning this is the Blue Jays are doing that tomorrow. They're bringing in like a comedian, like a hypnotist comic or whatever. I don't know. He's going to have some goofy routine or whatever. And it's something different. It's all about team building. But if there's one hero in the room that doesn't find it funny or thinks that it's lame or unbecoming of a major league clubhouse, that I'm not sure it's going to work, but... I guess you give it a shot, right? I'm sure you've seen a lot of different coaches over your career try different things.
Well, but what's he going to do? Take Kevin Pillar and tell him he's Mike Trout?
Well, exactly. There's only so much you can do.
You can hit the ball.
Like I don't know. Could you imagine sitting in a room and you got a hypnotist that's going around? I can only think of that scene. One of my favorite movies was The Natural. And they bring in that old hypnotist and he's like... losing is a disease. and finally Robert Redford just gets up and he's like, this is ridiculous.
Old Roy Hobbs.
Old Roy wasn't buying it. But I'm like, I don't know, if you got 25 guys sitting around and somebody's trying to hypnotize you into that you're a really good team when you're not, you're all going to be like, but man, like I watched us play. We're no good.
Well, exactly. Yeah, there's only so much power, you know, a hypnotist can have.
But I'm watching right now on YouTube a Las Vegas hypnotist make a bunch of people on a stage dance around, and there is a grit grinder who is just cutting a rug, and then he snaps his fingers. The guy's like, where the hell am I? I mean, I think those comedy shows are amazing.
I don't think they should be allowed to just walk around in society.
Could you imagine?
Like, if you're a hypnotist, you're basically a witch.
But you're on the subway, and you don't like what this guy's up to. You, like, give a little snap. And
this guy pulls his watch out. Yeah, it's like, oh, here we go.
Get off the subway right
now.
That's
why I don't believe in it, because you could just go up to a random guy. Give me your watch. Oh, okay, here you go.
Well, you got to do something first to get the guy hypnotized, right? But if you have that ability, right. I don't know. Anyway.
I think you would hypnotize, like I heard you say about the Leafs, what you would do is like you'd hypnotize the bottom half of their defense into thinking they're way better.
Yeah. You know what? And people are texting in saying, I'd hypnotize Babcock into changing up the lines and maybe not playing Ron Hainsey 25 minutes a night. That's probably what you got to do.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. If you don't play Ron Hainsey 20 minutes a night, who's going to take the minutes? Do you want Martin Marincin to play more?
Well, not right now, no.
I mean, it's not like they got a lot of options here. Like, you know, they're not hiding a Norris Trophy candidate, and they're going to spring him on game one of the playoffs.
Well, that's the truth, isn't it? Like, if Gardner and Dermott, if they're not back at 100%, or they're just simply not playing, then
yeah,
it doesn't really matter how anybody feels. Riley, Hainsey, Muzzin, and Zaitsev are going to play a ton of minutes.
And Muzzin's play has dropped off.
Like,
he's hit a patch where he looks a little uncomfortable. I think he's thinking out there too much. And as you guys know, the minute you start to think on the ice, you're not reacting and you look a little bit behind the play. I still have confidence that his game will get back to where it was with that initial push when he got here, but he certainly doesn't look as comfortable as he was when he first came over.
Well, once the adrenaline runs away, right, you settle in, and it's, as we know, it's not very easy. I don't know if you guys watched Columbus last night, but the guys they brought in there, none of them look like they've made any impact. It's hard going somewhere else in the middle of a year.
Yeah, we were talking about it earlier.
I would think Matt Duchene, he must feel hypnotized. Like, somebody's hypnotized him into being just a cooler wherever he goes. Because when he got acquired last year, the wheels fell off in Ottawa. And now he comes into Columbus, and everyone's like, we're all in. And they paid more for him than they did anybody else they acquired. And he can't score. He's not doing anything. They're a mess. I mean, they're still within striking distance. They're 2 points out. It's not like the season is over. But how would you be feeling if you were Matt Duchene? And this would be like deja vu.
Man, the collar gets tight for sure. Like, I know, like, I got traded right at the deadline to St. Louis, right at the end of my career, because Doug Weight was all banged up and he was just coming back. And so I knew, like, they got me because they're, you know, hoping I could provide some offense. And I was playing in Atlanta, man. It didn't matter what you did. You just went out and played. Now I just instantly, it felt different. Like, the guys were better that they were playing with. The games meant more, that you felt the pressure. And, or at least I did. And I would suspect he does too, because there's also a bigger game to this. If they miss the playoffs and he stumbles into the offseason with, I don't know, 6 points in 20 games in Columbus, what's coming July 1st?
Yeah, it changes your marketability. And that, I was actually going to ask you about that, Ray. How long did it take you to feel comfortable in your new environment? I mean, that's, sometimes we lose sight of that. I mean, I just talked about Jake Muzzin. You know,
I never did, Noodles. I never did in St. Louis. I mean, it was 15 or 16 games, and then the playoffs. We won the first round and then lost to Detroit in the second round. And you know, I don't know, I always felt like a little bit of an outsider because, you know, everybody'd been there so long and you're kind of like you're the new guy, but...
Living at the hotel, you're not really settled, you know?
You're nowhere. You're. Look how many good players have gone at the deadline and you think it's going to be a great acquisition and it just doesn't turn out. It happens every year.
Yeah.
Well, with Muzzin, you know, he started on such a... He was running on adrenaline, and it worked right for him, and he was playing well. And he was playing well in L.A., and they've got term, right?
Like, that's, he's still the thing. He's here, and he knows he's from here. He's comfortable. I'm sure he's got some sort of lodging. I don't know where he lived in the off season and stuff, but he's familiar. Like, Ray going to St. Louis, like, other than you visiting there, you didn't know anything. You didn't know the city very well. I'm sure you knew a couple guys on the team, and you were going as a rental. You weren't going on a three-year deal, or even in Muzzin's got an extra year. I'm not worried about Jake Muzzin settling in. I'm more worried about his timeline. He's got to speed up a little bit because he's got to be going for the playoffs. But a lot of these rentals, we forget. And I didn't go as a rental, but I was traded at the deadline. I lived in a hotel. I never felt comfortable. The organization was in turmoil. I was traded to the Rangers when they were selling off everyone, so it was a gong show. But you never really, as you said, Ray, you never feel comfortable in your skin because you're not in with all the other guys and the inside jokes and lunches and everything. Like, you're trying to just fit in as quick as possible. And on the ice, you're trying to learn the systems and gain some chemistry with players. Like, it's very tough to do.
Well, and I would think for Muzzin, he comes here and, you know, the thought was that, okay, he's going to play with Riley and you know, Babcock's first quote is, it's not perfect, but we'll do the best we can with it. And then you're bouncing around with partners, and you know you're not playing as well as you think you can play. Like, I think he looks slow right now, and it might be to what you said, Noodles, that too much thought makes you slow. It makes you half a stride away right from where you need to be. And there's a lot of times where that's where he is. Like the play he made the other night, who had the puck? Somebody passed it over to Levo. Goldobin. They were shorthanded. He moved, like he made a terrible read. And you're like, man, he doesn't normally do that. And then it's in the net.
Yeah.
And so, it's like he's really important to any success that they're going to have.
Well,
like he's not a bit part.
No.
If they're a good team.
No, exactly. Like, even if Gardner and Dermott are playing,
he's a top four.
Jake Muzzin was acquired to play, you know, 20 plus minutes a night, kill penalties, and perform. And they're going to need that out of him. And, you know, tomorrow night they're in Edmonton, and Edmonton continues to win games. They're still 7 points out of the playoffs. It's probably too little, too late. In fact, I think.
Or is it?
I think we know that it is. I mean, look at Minnesota. They go into Tampa and win last night.
The three bottom feeder teams that are fighting for it, Minnesota 6-0-2 in their last eight. I think Edmonton 6-1-2 in their last nine.
Yep.
And
Dallas.
Arizona.
Arizona's
is 7-1 or 7-0-1 in their last eight. Like it's and Dallas is the other one, right? Like there's four of them for those two spots.
Dallas has won 4 in a row.
But even if you look at Dallas's last 10, they're right there. Like
right.
It's you're right. They're on a roll, but it's too much to make up, bridge the gap, because everyone else is winning around them. You know, even Chicago won last night. They're kind of hanging around. Like there's teams that are hanging around. There's only one or two teams that have dropped out. Anaheim obviously has the Habs tonight.
But they're done. Anaheim's done.
And LA is gone. They're
LA's
all gone.
LA's the only. LA and Anaheim are gone. Vancouver's not getting there either.
Edmonton 6-1-2.
Yeah.
And in that stretch, they've made up 1 point.
Yeah. Because everyone's winning.
The only thing they've got going for them is outside of Toronto, they play a whole whack of teams here that are outside of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, they can't. The way it looks, I mean, it's like they're not going to be able to lose another game.
Well, and they've
like
got
they
to.
Can't.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt that. And they've got to play the teams that you're trying to battle. Like they're
6-1-2, and you make up 1 point.
But like, you're battling. Like you've got to play Dallas. You've got to play Minnesota. Like that's how you're chasing those guys.
You got to win in regulation.
Well, and you got to win
that's
in regulation.
These 3 point games are what but makes it impossible.
Hey guys, here's an even better example. Boston's 14-0-4. They can't get any closer to Tampa.
Jesus, they did it again last night in regulation.
Well, even the Leafs aren't. It's not like the Leafs have tailed off behind them either. Like they have points in 18 straight. They're only four up on the Leafs. You know, like
they can't. Like after a while, it's like you have to when there are a couple teams between where you need to get to. That's the real problem, because everybody's not going to go into the ditch. You might. One team might crash and they fall out of it, but there's too many teams that are mixed in there. And for Edmonton, they've put together a really nice run here. A lot of it is all of it coincides with Sekera's return to the lineup, and that gives them another NHL defenseman. But it's too little, you know, too late for them. I think.
Sorry, Brucey's team is on fire.
Yeah, the Wild. Well, they go into Tampa and win. If anybody beats Tampa, it's big news. And Nazem Kadri returning tomorrow night, and Babcock came out and said what we'd all expect that he would. You know, he's an important piece, and he's got to be as good, if not better, than he was. We really need more out of him, or he needs to be an impact guy. I don't remember him suffering a concussion at any point in his career.
Me neither.
So this is a new experience. Like, I don't know, Ray, if you've been through this. Oh, if you've been through this. But you know, he's been off for a few weeks now, and
I think the first couple of games you're thinking about contact. You're like, do I really want to run this guy over? How bad do I want to run that guy over? And then you kind of ease into it, and then you forget.
Yeah, for sure, I agree. Oh, like it's getting rattled around again doesn't seem like a great idea.
Or the one thing for him, Ray, is he loves to cut into the middle with the puck. That is going to be something that's going to be in the back of his head, because that's how he got crushed. Do I really want to make that move to the inside? And it was an irresponsible move. It was like peewee hockey. You don't put your head down, cut to the middle. You're going to get crushed in the NHL. And that's going to be something he's got to deal with.
But would he go out of his way And I don't know if you guys ever did that. Would you go out of your way for your mental psyche to actually have those hits? Like, I could see, knowing Nazem's competitive spirit, to me, he wants to show everyone he's fine, so he's going to be running around.
Yeah. Like, I can't speak to it really, Jamie. I've known from talking to my teammates, yeah. I never missed time for a concussion.
Right. So I've seen guys on both sides of the spectrum where they play a little bit shyer, they don't go to areas where they may have went before, and I've seen other guys try and overcompensate and run around and let everyone know, hey, I'm fine. And
especially on this team where they're not a big rough and tumble team, and one of the guys who can be a spark plug is Nazem Kadri with his play.
I don't mean to make a joke about the concussions, but I know I had a couple, and I can't remember anything of it other than I just came back and played.
Well, that could be good.
You know, like, yeah, what my point was, like, now there's so much more information. I think if a guy was a little bit tentative, it would be because he's more informed. Like, I just came back, and, like, the game was in 2 days, but I had just knocked out, and I had a headache, and you just played. Like, if I'm making the point correctly, I could understand if he's a little bit tentative because he's been out a while, he's got lots of information, and you can see around you what all the talk is about concussion and about return and about protocols and things. We just didn't have any of that stuff.
Well, he can be a loose cannon. And he came out and he said, listen, I think it was Vince Dunn that got him. He said it was a clean hit, and I had my head down, and he got me. You know, and I put myself in that position. But
right.
He's a loose cannon anyway. I wonder if this, you know, changes the way he reacts to getting hit. Because he's going to get hit. He's not a big guy anyway. He's got a target on his back. There's a lot of players in the league that don't like him. And, you know, I'm not saying he's going to be targeted tomorrow night in terms of, hey, I've got to hit this guy with a headshot or anything stupid like that. But something will happen between now and the end of the year where he loses his mind on the ice.
Right.
And I'm curious to find out, you know, in other words, will a lesser event trigger that type of reaction because he's more sensitive to it? We'll find out. But because he's, Ray.
Yeah, it does add a whole new layer to their lineup, though. He's important to them. And I found most of the year, my view is that he's always been a little bit unsettled in his role. It's been an uncertain year for him. But when there is focus to the role or focus to the job, that's when he's at his best. And it would be in the Leafs, best interest to have that defined for him, to have a real purpose to his role, because I think that's when you get the best from him.
Yeah, absolutely. Leafs Oilers tomorrow night. Enjoy that. Enjoy the weekend, buddy. We'll do it again Monday at 5 p.m.
Talk to you then. Have a good weekend, guys.
There's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Is the 2019 Toyota RAV4 the safest SUV? See for yourself at Maple Toyota and get rates from 0%. MapleToyota.com. Pierre LeBrun will join us in studio in the 6 p.m. hour. Marcellus Wiley coming up as well. And on What's Up with Antonio Brown. And I guess he just... What was this, on Instagram? Or was it an Instagram Live video? He's saying that... he's going to announce his new team in a little bit. So apparently he knows where he's going.
Nice.
I don't know how he would be the one that would be able to figure out where the trade is or what the trade is going to be.
Somebody would have it before him.
I'm pretty sure the Steelers would probably know where he's going before he knows. I don't think Schefter, too. Yeah. But anyway, I'm not sure I believe anything out of this guy's mouth. I really don't. He's been popping off nonstop and saying crazy things.
I told you yesterday, he's one of the athletes where I kind of enjoyed watching that I don't really care to hear from them anymore.
He's an unreal talent. Like, he's,
I get it. So is LeBron. Talent. So is Le'Veon Bell. But the nonsense it's gotten too much.
But people are going to line up when the game goes away from this guy. On the way down, people are going to want to kick him in the junk.
Well, stuff is still going to come out of this Pittsburgh situation.
Right.
You know, the book will be written on the 2018 season. Le'Veon Bell, how people really felt about his situation. Antonio Brown.
Right.
Yesterday, we played the clip many times late in the show. We got to it way too late, the Barry Trotz clip, because he was asked about the status of Robin Leonard. Specifically, does he have a concussion?
Yeah.
And this is what he said in response to that.
I can't confirm or deny.
Fergie. He went to the school of John Ferguson Jr., Esquire.
I think Lou got to him, too.
I can't confirm or deny that
Lou got to him. I was around that team yesterday all day, and there was a lot of, like, sidebars where I have a nice stop and chat with somebody and be like, just so you know, this is all off the record.
Right, I'm not saying a word to you. Because Lou could be right behind me.
I can't confirm or deny.
Hanging from the rafters, and you don't even notice him.
I had a good chat with Lou.
Oh, was Lou in, Lou was in the house last night?
Right there by the dressing room.
So he must have flown up from Boca Raton. Did you see the video of him and George Parros, where Parros is walking him behind him like a child, basically? Like, Lou tapped him on the shoulder and said, here, follow me. We're going for dinner, and I'm going to have some words for you.
Yeah.
And Parros is like, I guess I don't have an option because Lou just told me I have to leave.
Well, Lou's a good guy.
So we're going to get to some confirm or deny. We will not sit on the fence. We'll actually get into it. The Raptors are in New Orleans tonight taking on the Pelicans, and we'll tee that game up as well. Overdrive continues on the TSN app. So Rusty's sending this tweet to us. HockeyDB, now they've got a Twitter account.
Yeah.
I think it's been around for not too long, but yeah, it's a great site, hockeydb.com. It's everything's archived. Any hockey player that's played at any level of significance.
Yeah. Yeah, all their stats, what years they played for whatever team.
Yeah, they do a very good job.
Yeah, they do a really good job. So Zach Boychuk, who's in NHL, he played down in Carolina.
Yep.
He was one of these, like, Jose Bautista types, follow me and I'll follow back. Like, Bautista at one point was following, I think, a million people on Twitter, which means he never actually logged on to Twitter. It was
Someone else is running that, because no one has time to, like, look through a million follows.
Exactly. Like to click
the
follow
news
a million
feed
times.
Would just, it would take up your whole day.
Yeah, it would be ridiculous. And Zach Boychuk was one of these guys, and I guess he unfollowed 700,000 people on Twitter today.
Well, he was doing it for some draft something or other.
Yeah. It was one of the fantasy websites. But I don't understand what the benefit of that would be. Like, what, like Zach Boychuk, it's not like it's Wayne Gretzky. Like, Bautista, I can understand. It's Jose Bautista. With all due respect to Zach Boychuk.
Yeah. Anyway. He unfollowed right down to 93. He was following me. He unfollowed me.
He gassed me as well. I'm out.
He's out.
I never followed him, though. I don't know why he was following me. I didn't follow him.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have a pair of tickets to give away. Leafs Flyers Friday, March 15th. And every day this week, we have been providing the clue to the identity of a current or ex-Maple Leaf player. And today is the final clue, and then the phone lines will be open. The final clue is this player also played on the Legion of Doom line. So that probably solves the puzzle. Mm-hmm. 416-870-1050. 416-870-1050. We all know John LeClair was never a Leaf, so it's one of two guys. And I'm pretty sure Eric Lindros wasn't from Sweden. So
we know who it is.
I think we probably figured it out. But by Friday, you know, we got smart listeners, man. They want these tickets. They know by, like, Tuesday they figured it out. 416-870-1050. All right, so Barry Trotz was playing the role of John Ferguson Jr. because he was asked, you know, what's up with Robin Leonard? Does he have a concussion? Yeah. And this is what he said.
I can't confirm or deny.
So, you know, that we're going to pretend that that's Fergie because we've been searching for John Ferguson Jr. I can't confirm or deny audio for 10 years.
We've been searching for that sound bite right there.
That kind of sounds like Fergie, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I can't confirm or deny.
Like, how many times did you hear that? Like, you were in the room for it, face to face.
Everything. Like, we'll be flying out tomorrow night. I can't confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
Like, why would a detail like that be so complicated? Hey, Fergie, do you know if we're wearing our home blues or home whites?
Like, I can't confirm or deny.
Are we a hockey team?
Oh, I can't confirm or deny.
He just doesn't give me anything.
Nothing. Are we technically in the city of Toronto right now?
I can't confirm or deny.
Oh, okay.
So that's law speak, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Technically, I'm sure lawyers would say that. It's a way for them to get out of...
Right.
Like I said earlier, anytime anyone says I can't confirm or deny, they're confirming.
Right.
Because if you're denying, you're vehemently denying something.
Yeah, like that's not even a part of the...
No, it's yes. So Robin Leonard's got a concussion, in other words.
Like he did.
He's got a concussion. By saying I can't confirm or deny, you're confirming. But you have the ability, if you're Barry Trotz, to go up to Lou Lamoriello and say, hey, I also said the word deny. Yeah. You know, like, I don't know. I didn't actually technically say one or the other.
He's out with an upper body injury. We all know that Brady Tkachuk ran him over.
Right. Well, I can't confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
Yeah.
So, you know, we figured we got to get off the fence here.
Yes.
We're going to either confirm or we're going to deny. It's basically yes guy, no guy, but we're dancing around the ability for the cat man to get pissed off at us.
We've taken away yes guy, no guy. For a while, it was non-gi.
We went French to avoid copyright issues.
And now it's...
It's confirm or deny. It's basically, you know, drivers and passengers, boys and girls.
Don't even
children
say
children of all ages.
What if we've got to we've got to create our own sting that sounds like Taddy.
Should we play the yes guy, no guy sting?
He's gonna
like
come
I know Mullen made a confirm or deny sting, but can we play the yes guy, no guy sting?
Yes guy, no guy.
Daddy is going to blow our cars
up. Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is... I can't confirm or deny if we just did that.
Yeah, we're not sure.
Mullen, put in some work here. Do you want to hear this?
Yes, I want to hear this
thing. I'm not sure what this is going to sound like, but go ahead, Mullen.
Boston trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for confirm or deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
No, I don't.
I can't confirm or deny.
A little Fergie.
That
a little
is awesome.
John Ferguson Jr.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that's really well done. Attaboy, Mullen.
Yep.
All right, so I can't confirm or deny. You guys either have to confirm or deny, though. There's no sitting on the fence.
Yeah, my man.
Mitch Marner will finish at least one of the next five seasons. One of the next five seasons with more points than Connor McDavid. One of the next five, Marner will have more points than McDavid. Would you confirm that or deny that?
I'll confirm that because I think there could be an injury situation.
Well, that's the only thing.
All right, let's assume 82 games apiece. Okay?
And deny.
All health, all good, 82 games apiece.
All health, all 80, then I deny it.
All right.
All health, all 82?
Yes, we're playing a game here, basically.
But you're assuming they both play 82 games for their respective
apiece,
teams.
I'll still confirm it. I think Mitch Marner has been a point getter his whole career. I think he might just tee off one season.
Yeah, I'm going to deny
it. But only one.
I'm going to deny it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mitch is going to struggle to get to 100 this year, and Connor's blown through 100, but 2-3 years in a row?
Yeah, I think McDavid,
McDavid's the best player on the planet.
Yeah, but it's not like it's impossible. Like Crosby was, too, and Kane won it. Ben won. It's not like Sid had the most points in the game every single year.
Yeah.
But, you know, from a goal scoring perspective, Ovi's been the best, and he generally wins it every single year.
Right.
But it's once out of five.
That's a 20% chance.
You're going to deny it, though.
I'm denying it.
I'm going to deny it as well. I think Marner can get close. I don't think it's impossible.
There's no, not denying.
But I think McDavid is a lot. I think McDavid at some point is going to have 140 points. Like I think one of these years McDavid is going to have an insane season.
He's going to do the Kucherov.
Probably. Now he's going to need help. He needs more than Draisaitl every once in a while on his line. He needs help to get there because Kucherov puts it on a tee for Stamkos
and point.
But for me, I'm going to deny that. This one I got to blow.
One sec?
Yeah, go ahead.
I can't confirm or deny.
We have to do that after everyone.
Yeah, basically just keep rolling that. Antonio Brown will have either 1,300-plus yards receiving or 12-plus touchdowns next season. Would you confirm or deny?
I'm going to deny. I think there's going to be such a circus surrounding this player. Who the hell knows where he's going? Who's throwing him the football?
That's why I'm denying it as well.
I'm denying.
He had almost 1,300 last year and 15 touchdowns.
Ben was chucking him the rock.
That's the thing. He was in the most explosive offense maybe in the league outside of Kansas City.
Right.
And now, what if he got traded to Buffalo? You know, Josh Allen's got potential, but he's not Ben Roethlisberger, and he wouldn't have the weapons around him to protect him. I'm denying it, I'm not sure he hits 1,200 yards, and I don't think he's going to hit double-digit touchdowns. Unless he goes to, Green Bay or something, which the Packers apparently are
sniffing
around on him. But if he goes, you know,
you want him there?
Yes.
As a Pack fan?
Absolutely. As much as this guy is a pain
Rodgers
in the ass.
Will just be tossing him the rock all day long.
Absolutely. Like that type of talent with Aaron Rodgers, like as good as Roethlisberger is, I think Rodgers is at an even higher level. Confirm or deny, every Blue Jay will find the comic hypnotist enjoyable and fun tomorrow.
Deny. It's going to be a joke, and they're going to be looking around saying, why are we doing this?
Okay, how do we confirm? Here's the question, though. How do we confirm that they liked it or not? Because they're all going to say in the media, that was amazing.
Right. We'll send our buddy Griff an email and see if he can tell us anything off the record. Or Scotty Mitchell. Somebody's down there. You know, we'll contact
somebody. I'm confirming
it. You're going to confirm it?
I think the guy will do such a great job. The players that don't like it will be the ones that he hypnotizes into liking it.
Well, that's a great point. If you're a hypnotist, why wouldn't you just hypnotize everybody into believing that you're a great hypnotist?
Yeah, when you leave, you
tell the team that they're the best team in the AL East.
Well,
you're better than Boston.
You can't be crazy. You know, you might be able to.
But you say, when I snap my fingers.
But you can make a guy run around and take his clothes off, but you can't be crazy.
But you say, when I snap my fingers, you've had the best morning of your life.
Exactly.
And then guys,
if it works, then why would you do
that? That was amazing. I'm confirming it.
Okay, I'll confirm it as well. I'll confirm it. I think they're all going to have a great time. I had a Garrett Sparks game started, confirm or deny, but Babcock effectively shot it down today.
Well, do you want to roll with it?
No. Confirm or deny, Garrett Sparks will start at least 7 of the final 15 games.
Deny.
I mean, Babcock came out today and said, no, not happening.
The math was wrong. I got the numbers wrong.
Yeah, he had the numbers wrong. And Freddie's going to end up playing upwards of 60 games, probably.
Oh,
maybe a little
bit
more.
He is.
Yeah. You guys have any you want to throw out?
Does Freddie Anderson get 61 games?
I'm going to
see where he's at right now.
It'll be his 50th start tomorrow night.
Leafs catch Boston.
Deny.
Deny.
Yeah, Boston doesn't. I mean, they look at what they did last night with a minute left in the third. Like, it's not even like they played that well. That was Florida at home, and they snuck two past Luongo late, and they've got points in 18 straight.
So you don't think Freddie Anderson will get to 61? He'll be at 50 tomorrow with 14 games left.
I don't think Sparks takes
the three back-to-back? And
I think Sparks will get the three back-to-back, but I think Boston is probably going to stay around where they are, 4 or 5 points up on the Leafs, more than likely. And then if that happens, I think final Saturday night, you're like, why am I playing Friday? What'll be interesting is that final Saturday night, the Leafs are in Montreal, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
If that game means something to Montreal, how will the Leafs handle it? Like, let's say the Leafs know it. They finish
third.
That
could be Montreal's ticket to the playoffs.
Basically, Montreal needs
to win.
A point to get in or win in regulation. Oof. Or whatever. What do you do if you're Babcock and the Leafs?
Well, I went through that situation. Remember when the Leafs had to watch the Islanders in...
Wasn't that the...
Jersey.
Yeah, Devils.
And it went into a shootout, and the goalie, he poke-checked him.
Yeah, it was Clemenson versus...
I can see the guys.
Dublovitz, wasn't it?
Yeah, Wade Dublovitz.
Yeah, Wade Dublovitz.
And he poke-checked him.
That's right.
Didn't he poke-check like Ryan Smith?
I thought it was like John Madden or something.
Yeah, it was John Madden or Breland or somebody.
Because he poke-checked the devil player. I think it was Johnny Madden. I think Johnny Madden had it on a stick. And it was like the Leafs needed him to score.
But you're watching that and you're like, thanks, Jersey. You don't start Marty Brodeur.
But they didn't care.
No,
obviously.
Didn't.
I don't think the Leafs would start Freddie just to try to knock the Habs out of the playoffs. I don't think they would do that.
No.
I think if they felt like it was in their best interest to rest him, that's what they
would
do.
You're doing what's best for your team.
Who cares
about
about
other teams. And you've got to focus on the Boston Bruins. That's what you're focusing on. And you're going to do everything you can to either catch them to get home ice or to make sure your players are rested so that they're ready to rock in a 50-50 battle.
There you go.
So that's the way I see it.
I can't confirm or deny if we'll ever do this again, but...
I say confirm.
We tried.
I kind of liked it.
I can't confirm or deny.
Would you confirm or deny ever doing this again?
If it involves Fergie, we got to do it again.
Yeah, I confirm it.
Play the openings thing again. I loved it. I loved every second.
Boston trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for Confirm or Deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
No, I don't.
I can't confirm or deny.
Was that Duthie just squeezing him with that question? Like, that was back with the Muskoka
Like, what
five,
did you think, Duff?
What's he going to say? Yeah, I got screwed over really bad. I'm dying to ship all of them out, and they all declined to waive.
Duthie
but no, I don't regret that at all.
Do you have that singled out, just that question? Because I love that more
that
than
is
anything.
High-class journalism by our main man, James Duthie.
Duthie just pinches him.
Asking the toughest but most important questions.
Wow, do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
No, I don't.
Thanks, Ferg.
What if he said, yes, I do? I mean,
well, then he would be honest. Then he would be confirming something.
Okay,
I'll never forget.
Who was the Muskoka Five?
Well, it was
Caberle,
Sundin,
Tucker,
Caberle.
I think Cabina was one of them.
I don't know why they were called the Muskoka Five. I still don't know that.
I don't remember the genesis of it all.
But you
either.
Didn't. You wanted all of them gone if you're the fan base, or you wanted
what it represented was the Leafs were done. You know what I mean? Like their run for years had been done, and it was time to move over and rebuild and reload. And the hope was. It went totally unfairly to the players who agreed to the deal. The team gave them the no movement clause, the no trade, and they were just executing the rights.
Right.
But the fans were like, man, we got to move on for these guys to bring in some assets so you can start turning things over.
Right.
And old Fergie had to basically fall on the sword. And Duthie, that must have been on Trade Center. Because it must have been after the trade deadline, they couldn't move anybody.
Yeah.
No one would budge on the no trade. And this happened.
No, I don't.
Well, it's Sundin. I'm just reading.
We got to fly.
Sundin, Tucker, McCabe.
Oh, yeah. Caber was a part of that.
Cabina and Caberle. The Muskoka Five.
We can't
confirm or deny. It's happening again.
All right, we'll do it.
I can't confirm or deny.
Every Friday.
No, we'll just pick a day. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we'll slide it in whenever. We can't confirm or deny.
I can't confirm or deny.
Who knows when it's popping up?
Yeah.
I can't confirm or deny.
Confirm or deny. We're creative people. Pierre LeBrun coming up. Marcellus Wiley, who we haven't caught up with in over a month, he'll join us at 6:25. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050.
I can't confirm or deny.
All right, Pierre LeBrun, our hockey insider, will be in studio. And Marcellus Wiley coming up. We got to get to future headlines as well. Looking ahead to a big weekend. The Raptors are on the road. They're in New Orleans tonight. Leafs in Edmonton tomorrow night. And we'll get to our best bets brought to you by ProLine. Lots of things cooking in the sports world. Final hour for the week coming up next. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050.
You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 2. Brought to you in part by Alpine Credits. Own your home and need a loan? With Alpine Credits, homeowners get approved.